3강 유형 기출 맛보기
Want to improve your Korean writing? Writing is an essential tool that will help you adjust to Korean university life. The Harang Writing Center offers a free tutoring program open to all international students at our university. We encourage you to take advantage of this. The program has always been very popular among international students. Registration opens from November 28th for 3 days only. Once you are registered, we will match you with a perfect tutor and contact you to arrange your schedule. We are sure that you will be satisfied with our well-experienced tutors. Don't miss this great opportunity to improve your Korean writing. For more information, feel free to email Ji Young Yoon, HRWC Director, at jyoon@hrwc.org.
Read and apply. 1. Due to climate change and poor resource management, rich, developed countries are now facing water shortages along with poor, undeveloped ones. Because of this, our organization is asking these countries to quickly repair their aging water infrastructures and address the issue of water pollution. According to our research, wealthy cities, such as London, are using far more water than is necessary, wasting a valuable resource that is needed by the developing world. This waste of water, along with the effects of global warming, is causing the shortages. If we want to avoid a global catastrophe, developed countries need to make monetary investments as part of an international effort to conserve water.
Two. What if there was a place where you could go to borrow tools, sports equipment, camping gear, and anything else that you only need to use every once in a while? There actually are places like this. They're called libraries of things. It sounds like an amazing idea, but there's one big problem these libraries face. Items returned late or not returned at all. Therefore, the libraries should give community members a sense of ownership by accepting donated items from them. This would make people feel personally invested in the library. This sense of ownership would prevent items from going missing or being returned late, because not returning items almost feels like stealing from your neighbor and from the community as a whole.
1. One of the most beloved animals in Australia, the koala, nearly died out due to overhunting at the beginning of the 20th century. More than 1 million of these lovable animals were killed for their fur, which was then exported to Europe and the United States. Although protected today, koalas are still threatened by Australia's ongoing urbanization. They lose their vital habitats and are killed in dog attacks and traffic accidents. Now, our zoo wants to create a new place for koalas to live. Already home to the largest population of protected koalas in the country, we're currently designing a new koala care center that will provide these animals with everything they could possibly need. It is, however, an expensive undertaking, and we're currently asking for help from all our supporters. Even the smallest gift will have a big impact on the lives of our precious koalas.
2. As you may already know, the government is fully committed to creating a waste-free society by 2018. One way government employees, such as yourself, can help us achieve this goal is by improving waste management within all government buildings. Beginning this week, office managers will be introducing improved recycling systems into the workplace. By cooperating with their efforts, you can help reduce the amount of waste generated by government facilities and help us lead by example. At the end of the year, special awards will be handed out to the workplaces that have most effectively implemented the new system. Together, we can make a real difference. 3. Dear Superintendent Reese, my name is Josephine Bradley. My son Matthew is a kindergarten student. I'm contacting you in response to a letter I received from my son's teacher, which proposed banning foods containing peanuts. As the mother of a child with a severe peanut allergy, I strongly support the ban. Last year, my son almost died after accidentally eating a peanut cookie during snack time. This was a very traumatic experience for my son and me, and I hope no one else has to go through it. Even though I try to teach my son not to eat peanuts, he is still too young to avoid eating them on his own. This is why the ban is necessary. I understand that parents don't want their children's food choices to be limited. But the well-being of young peanut-allergic children is much more important. Thank you, Josephine Bradley.